Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
State representative from Texas, Steve Toth, represents District 15, and he is on with us for five more minutes. I've got some big breaking news after he leaves us in the next segment. I'm just going to leave it at that. Big breaking news, and this is confirmed. This is we'll break it down on the other side and go over what this means. Getting into your State Preservation Act, tell people about that. I guess they can go to Steve.
It's Steve Toth for House District 15.
So,
on Facebook.
So that's the best place to visit. And
that's the best place.
How do people find a piece of legislation? How do they find a copy of it so they can get it to the?
Yeah, we're coming out. We're not out of legislative council yet, so it's being drafted right now, and we've been told that legislative council will be done Friday, and then it's going to be in the hands of the attorney general. Reason being, we want to make sure that it's buttoned up as best we can. We're going to put it in his hands and let him dot the I's and cross the T's, and then we'll go from there. We only serve in Texas 140 days every 2 years, and we can't introduce legislation in the first couple months. So the neat thing about this, and you're probably familiar with the TSA bill that Representative Simpson put through a couple years ago.
Absolutely. It's going to be back now.
And the local radio station there in Houston said, well, hope this isn't like the TSA bill. It didn't get passed. And well, the TSA bill didn't catch fire until like April or May last year. It's January. So the nice thing about where we're at right now is that, and thanks to Texans that have just shown so much support for this thing, that they're calling their elected officials and saying, we're behind this. They're respectfully calling their officials and saying, we're behind this, and we appreciate if you'd be behind it. And that's the best way to talk to one of these people, because at the end of the day, we serve here. It's really not even – I have a full-time job. I own a company. I have employees. And I do this on the side. I'm paid $600 a month. It barely, covers your expenses.
No, you're a statesman. You're what we need in there. And I just appreciate you being on the front lines of this. And we've got a good chance to get this rammed through. And it will take time, and we've got a good chance to get other states to pick it up. Because what are, in closing, a few other areas we can get on the offense?
Reach out through social media to people and start the discussion. I'm amazed when you get under a liberal skin. They're calling my office right now, F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb, because they can't have an intellectual discussion around this because their position is just so weak.
Well, they're authoritarians.
Oh, unbelievable. So, we just need to ramp up the discussion, and we need to do it with integrity and honesty.
And I mean, I want to put it back on them, too. Stop saying we have blood on our hands. If anybody has blood on their hands, it's the drug manufacturers putting mentally ill people on stuff that's known to cause psychotic outbreaks, and it's making public schools gun-free zones. I love the NRA's new ad.
It's just a soft target, and Wayne LaPierre hit the nail right on the head. The only way to stop an evil person with a gun is a good person with a gun. It's the only way it happens. You look at all of these shootings that have happened as of late, and it wasn't until an armed citizen or a police officer stopped them.
Well said.
Period. So, appreciate you.
Representative, thank you so much for spending time with us, and thank you for being a leader for Texas and America. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Al.
Thank you. He'll know more tomorrow, by the way, as more of Obama's plans leak out. Let me tell you, that's what makes this so much worse, is that they are going with a sneaky angle. But that's what they always do. He writes the NDAA, then says he's against it, then says, don't worry, if it passes, I'll veto it. Then he doesn't veto it. He signs it, and it turns out he wrote it. That was all the plan. So there's no telling what they're going to do, and then they're going to get the legislation written up separately and then have another mass shooting and then just sign a bunch of executive orders. But we've got some very important news I'll announce after the break. Then we'll go to all the callers that are holding 800-259-9231.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls here to respond to the president's nebulous announcement. They had told us 23 orders and executive orders, legislation. We know the plan. It's Dianne Feinstein's bill. It's the other 10 bills that are in Congress. Taxes on ammo, background checks on ammo, re-gun registration, can't sell guns to anybody. When you die, you've got to turn your guns in. Can't transfer anything semi-auto. Can't even sell it to a gun dealer. Government wants to put you on a no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury. You're just on it. They said last week in a press conference on C-SPAN what they were going to do. The attorney general, the Chicago mob boss, Rahm Emanuel, all of them. And they got up there and they laid it out. And we've gone over it, but I'm going to have my writers go back through and just say, you know, here's the plan. I mean, if you had the December issue of the magazine, even before Sandy Hook, we tell you the plan. It's been the same plan Dianne Feinstein's had for 20 years, you know, where she says, if I ever get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're going to turn your guns in. Okay? And then we're like, hey, folks, Obama's going to try to take your guns. Oh, he said he'd never take any of my guns. That's a firm pledge. He also pledged to not raise anybody's payroll taxes, but some of the lowest paid Americans got them. 77% of taxpaying Americans had the payroll tax raised. People making $30,000 a year. And It's so sad, these gullible people, because they look at you like, oh, you're just mad because you're not on the winning team. And then meanwhile, Obama is totally chumping these people. I mean, they really think, oh, their guy got in. You know, everything's great. I've got the Washington Times here breaking down his point. And it just goes over. It's basically just track everybody's guns and get them all registered so they can take your guns and harass gun owners and go after everybody. Also, then we're going to your calls here. We've got DHS to expand formalized coordination on gun efforts, gun control efforts. So I told you, internally, they're all about getting our guns. It's not about Al-Qaeda, which they use in Libya and Syria. Or who they let get on the plane to come over here so they can put naked body scanners in. Al-Qaeda is used to take your liberties, okay? Period. And DHS does one thing. They train to take on veterans and gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, and rural communities. They see you as the undomesticated who don't want to be a little collectivist with them, okay? They want you dumbed down on welfare, begging for an Obama phone. And by the way, you want welfare, you got to take these shots that kill you deader than a hammer down the road. Here's the Daily Caller reporting. There is now a second GOP congressman suggests impeachment over executive action for gun control. And see, Obama blinked. He said he's going to have executive orders and said it's for the kids. That way they can just say, hey, we got to do something. It's for the kids. Aren't I sweet? I high-five the kids. Like Saddam Hussein high-fiving kids. I high-five the kids. I high-five. We're going to show you that video coming up. It's on YouTube. We got it up at InfoWars.com. You know, we are going to do a great job. We high-fived. And then, meanwhile, well, you got to get behind the bill, and it's a gun confiscation bill. But they never even say that, knowing most of the public doesn't go and read legislation. So there is all of that info, and that is exactly what we expected. Now, here's the announcement, and I'm going to your phone calls. Something that absolutely, yeah, there it is, totally disgusting. If you're a radio listener, where the crowd is clapping and the kids high-five Obama. He looks to the kids and he says, I'm going to get it done for you because you've written me letters and this is what you want. He wants to steal their birthright so they live in like a big mega city being raped and robbed and taxed into oblivion. I mean, this is the global government that does medical experiments on little kids, nerve gases our own troops, injects black people with syphilis, totally ruthless. That's who's hijacked the country. And here's Obama, the gangster expression of it. And, oh, if you don't turn your guns in, you're not for these cute little kids. I mean, this is the worst, most hollow, mindless exploitation meant to manipulate women. To get women to be anti-gun, because they're panicking. The gun culture's taking over. Women are out buying guns. Crime rates are dropping. They've got to hide that and point out that school shootings are going up while everything else is going down because they've been hyping the daylights out of it. Now, here is the announcement. I don't just get up here. Most websites have an IT problem, and they say, we got hacked. We got, you know, this or that. Years ago, somebody hacked our website and posted an image of a naked woman on a motorcycle on the front page. We've had plenty of denial of service attacks coming out of China, coming out of Japan, but out of U.S. military bases, they use them to basically zombie the computers to then attack us. We've had all sorts of attacks that go on. I don't talk about it. But I've had senior cybersecurity people, you know, who've been in government and out of government say, I don't know how you keep your site up. There's been a lot of hackers out there that have also given us tips and helped us, and we're eternally thankful for that. We've got some great IT people. But in the last 2 weeks, we've had two different dirty tricks done that are very sophisticated. I'm not going to get into what they did or what they exploited, but it's government-level type stuff. And it's very sophisticated. And so we've got to basically watch the site 24 hours a day now. I'm having to hire more IT people just to watch 24 hours a day. I'm hiring an outside consulting firm to be able to deal with this. And then they went ahead and hit us with an old-fashioned denial of service attack. It's undoubtedly, we are getting a lot of traffic today. And traffic's much higher than it's ever been. But we were thinking early on, this is an all-time record traffic, which it pretty much would be, or almost a record. But we can see, and they've got graphs in there, In fact, I want him to get shots all that so I can do a report because this is newsworthy, showing that it's denial of service from a whole bunch of zombie computers, government computers, hijacked university computers, you name it. The minute Obama started speaking today, about 5 minutes before he did, when Joe Biden was up there, is when this started. The site is up right now for now, and it appears they're very upset about the move to impeach Obama. And, I mean, listen, the globalists kill and assassinate people all over the world. I am ready for them to kill me, okay? And I don't think it's going to happen because I'm so outspoken and my grandma's praying real hard for me and I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But I mean, seriously, I've not made a big deal over the years about some of the other stuff that's going on because it just sounds like a movie and people aren't going to believe it. Now, other media people I've talked to, they're like, oh, no, I know that's happened to me or that's happened to people I know. A lot of folks get intimidated like this and they just go away. All I know how to do is fight harder. I get death threats. I start doing videos at 2 a.m. I mean, I start working 18, 20 hours a day. I'm like, wow, these people really are criminals. I better do something. I better work harder. And it's my upbringing, it's my instincts, it's just who I am. I mean, I'm not bragging about it. I'm proud of my ancestors, though. They were all the same way I am. I mean, I'm probably like some of the more extreme examples, but the point is, it doesn't intimidate me. I mean, I am not afraid. I'm afraid of being a buffoon. I'm afraid of stumbling over things. I'm afraid of getting things wrong. I'm afraid of overworking and getting tired and not doing a good job. I'm afraid to look at myself in the mirror. I mean, you know, I'm just doing the best I can. And that resonates with people. For all my warts, as Lord Wellington? No, it was Lord Nelson said, you know, you've got to take me warts and all. I know people are resonating with the fact that I'm real. And I just want you to know, this is a big thing we're doing. And they are upset. Look, when they death threat us or they do sophisticated hacks, even against third parties to try to get into our system, when they call up and tell my wife or myself what we were just talking about on the phone to freak us out like a movie, that just confirms everything. Okay? And these people are criminals. And the reason they are doing denial of service attacks, the reason they are doing very complex governmental exploits, you know, developed by French companies and others that openly only sell to governments. The fact that these are institutional attacks we're having against InfoWars.com. And whenever that site's having problems, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com. But make no mistake, what's happening right now is historical. And a lot of people joke and say, you're only one dumb enough to get in this system's face like this. No, no, no. Let it in the other. I mean, sometimes when I've been death threatened or messages are relayed, it's like, look, do you understand we can kill you? What, you just think I've been doing all this and I didn't know that? You think I'm like you, New World Order. Most of you guys go join the evil because you think it's the winning team. I cannot join you. Okay? It's not even a question of not comparing myself to one of the prophets, but, you know, things historically like this. Ezekiel, they're threatening to kill him because he's getting in the corrupt faces. And he says to God, he goes, God, they're going to kill me if I keep getting in their faces, but it's burning in my bones. I think that was Ezekiel. And that's what it's like. I'm not in control of myself, okay? I want everybody to understand that. I cannot give up. I cannot give in. I cannot stop, okay? It is a overriding drive. And it may be ugly sometimes, but it's the best I can do, okay? And that's it. But these fools think that dirty tricks, death threats, denial of service attacks, sophisticated hacks, all sorts of other crud, cognitive infiltration, COINTELPRO stuff's going to get to me, saying where I live and saying come kill me, all this kind of crap on the news saying I hope, you know, my hope is kids don't get killed. Well, I think we should kill him. Yeah, we'll do it in a uniform. Look, I know you're a bunch of Jerry Sandusky, Jimmy Savile wannabes, okay? And look, I'm not ever going to bow to you. You understand that? I'm never going to shut up. I'm never going to back down. I'm never going to stop. And to all my critics, hey, I know it's ugly sometimes. It is what it is, okay? I'm in the arena, and I'm in the arena with people like State Representative Toth. I'm in the arena with people like Ron Paul. I'm in the arena with people like Matt Drudge. I'm in the arena with people like you that want liberty. I'm never backing down. I signed my John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence 2012, and I'm never backing down, never giving in.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Okay, you guys have been holding long enough. I appreciate you holding it. So many people are fundamentally scared of this criminal government, so then the criminal government wins and takes over. I wish that I could fly into the sky. because we act like sheep, they then win. Instead of acting like men, and America is in a trance, man. Even people that know what's going on, you talk to them, you can't get through to them. It's television watching has turned people into jellyfish. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I know there's been a buzz going around the internet saying January 19th is going to be Gun Appreciation Day. I'm calling on the audience to let's have a Gun Owners of America membership bomb to let the, send the message that we're not throwing down our weapons.
I agree. I mean, I've said I'm not turning my guns in. I'm done. That's why I'm so upset. I've got to sit here as a law-abiding person and tell a criminal government who's exploiting dead children, you're not getting my semi-automatic rifles. You had incredible draconian gun laws in Connecticut and this happened. They probably staged it. They staged Fast and Furious. That's why I get so angry.
Well, I'm just saying Larry Pratt has been on the fight for a long time. Even when public opinion was against him, he has held his ground, and I think he needs our support. So I'm saying January 19th, $20 a year, membership.
Well, I agree. They've gotten a 250,000 new members in the last month with the NRA, and the NRA got real milquetoast for a while because they were being infiltrated. We put pressure on them. They've gotten a lot better. But, yeah, Gun Owners of America, I mean, I need to ask Larry. They've gotten a lot of new members, but they should have gotten a 250,000 new members. And, you know, we have NRA board members on and stuff like Bob Barr and stuff. I'm not knocking them. I mean, overall, they're getting better. It's just that, you know, used to, they supported the 68 Gun Control Act that got us into this mess to begin with. Thank you so much, George. Good point. Bill in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Alex, first off, I pray for you every day. I love what you're doing. You've been incredible. And the night you went on Piers Morgan, I think that woke a lot of people up. And I just want to make a quick point today. Recently, I moved from one town in North Carolina to right outside Camp Lejeune. And when I got here, I thought the young Marines were going to be, you know, just sheep. And what I found out, the 19-year-olds, the 20s, the 28-year-olds, they know what's going on. They know about Benghazi. They know about Fast and Furious. They know about the discrepancies in Sandy Hook, and they're going to stand down. The ones I'm talking with, if they go in, they get told to confiscate, they're either going to stand down, they're going to pull out of rank, or they're not going to show up for work. So I think one of the ways people can get on the offense is talk to your people. Call your local sheriffs like I do. Ask their opinion. Find out what they're doing. Call Congressman Stockton. Thank him. Call Sheriff Burrow. Because those guys need the prayers, and they need people to support them because they're going out on a limb. And we need those guys to be a light out in the open for other representatives and other people in our legal system and sheriffs to follow.
Absolutely. I want to get both these sheriffs, one in Kentucky, one in Washington State, on. One of them wrote a letter just saying, look, what you're doing is unconstitutional. I'm not going to be part of it. And it's got to get to that point. But all this unconstitutional stuff, it's all out of control. And, again, when I found that the FBI statistics from the locals was 21% reduction in violent crime generally, 49 in crimes with guns, that is the most powerful statistic. And, again, I've criticized Fox News in the past, but they were showing the statistic last weekend or late last week, and I went and looked it up, and it was a statistic I hadn't seen or heard, and it was compiled from local governments. 49% drop in gun crime. 49%? I mean, and they want our guns and are parading and high-fiving and going, your beautiful children, the families here, you lost your beautiful children, like a vampire using the deaths of those kids. I mean, did it make you nauseated to watch that press conference?
Alex, disgusting. I was sitting here chomping at the bit. I'm listening to it, and to exploit those children, it's a psyop. It's disgusting because we know, those of us who are awake and those of us who have prior military experience know exactly what he's doing and why he's doing it, and it's just disgusting to watch. And one other thing, too, that I'm seeing, too, is the hypocrisy. A lot of times when I'm talking to the liberals out there, it's a matter of their opinion. It's like, look, guys, it's not about your opinion. These are the impeachable offenses. Your Benghazi, your Fast and Furious, your Sandy Hooks. So what you were able to put down in those article impeachments, I'm able to get out to Facebook and share that with my friends and family because it's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of constitutional doctrine. So keep it up, Alex. I love you. I pray for you and your staff, my brother. You keep on keeping on, brother.
Thank you, my friend, as well. And again, folks, if they were real dummies that wanted guns to keep us safe, it wouldn't be as bad. These are mobster, gangster crooks that suckered their own people and said, we're not going to raise your taxes, and then massively hammered them. And then almost all the working poor are going down to 29 hours from 40 or 50. I mean, it's so mean.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what to say.
It is really hard to do this radio show because really what I want to be doing is going back and getting all their statements and video clips and press conferences where they say what their plan is, and then I can show you, I say 11 or 12 bills. It's like 20-something now they've introduced in Congress, but they're all incredibly nasty. And so no one even knows what the plan is now. It's just, hey, I'm up here with kids high-fiving. Any more kids get killed, it's you gun owners, it's your fault if you don't do what I want. I'm the good guy. And it's just such a mindless psyop. It's like saying, turn your cars in, or the next time there's a car wreck, it's your fault. I mean, it is just, yeah, let's get some audio while he's high-fiving. I mean, exploiting those little sweetie pies. Man, I tell you, people used to show me photos of their kids when I was young, and I'd be like, why are you showing me photos of your kids? Now I've got children. People want to show me their wallet full of pictures. I want to see it. You know what I mean? I mean? It makes me sick whenever people use kids for something. I just love children so much because their little minds ready to be filled with information and for the adventure of life. And then I think of people like Sandusky and Saville and these globalist scum and the things they do to children, and it makes me sick. It makes me sick. It's like people that want to hurt innocent animals like dogs and cats. I mean, you read about people that it's like some fetish where good-looking women beat animals to death, some kind of snuff porn. I mean, it's little puppies, kids. With kids, it's like 10 times more angering than puppies. It's like, who are these people? And they're always, these perverts and pedophiles and government types are always real fake and psychopathic and come off like nice guys, but you can see it in their eyes and in their actions. And when Obama talks about those beautiful children that got killed, they always call them beautiful. I mean, what a pervert, man. Okay, I'm going too far what I really think about Obama. That guy is a demonic pervert. He wants to pervert our Constitution. He wants to pervert our republic. He wants to be a Peace Prize winner and launch all these illegal wars. And the left is just all sick and gets into the death and destruction and all of it. I mean, I'm just sick of them. And Joe Biden is such a gangster. And Rahm Emanuel looks like a cartoon character gangster. I mean, did you see him in that press conference yesterday sweating and looking all nuts? I mean, that guy is crazy. And you've got all these, like, San Francisco and New York saying how big your Coca-Cola can be, how big your apartment can be now. Just a bunch of control freaks. They just want to run everybody's lives. They want everybody living in fear, not need of stuff that statistically isn't a threat. If my kids went to public school, I'd be worried about them being beat up by bullies, turning into mindless TV heads, turning into emotional wrecks because of a bunch of mean kids telling them they're not cool instead of their minds being filled with science and sports and discovery. I'd be scared of the state pushing drugs on them. I'd be scared of stuff like that. I wouldn't be scared of my kids went to public school of a mass shooting. 88 people die a year, and last year was a record year. All the other crimes dropping but those, because the media advertises it, of a Sikh temple, a movie theater, a couple schools, 88 people dead. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't even register in the top 100 causes of death. But they've got people thinking, I got news reports pouring out where people see a kid with a Nerf gun in their front yard that sold at Target and Walmart. My kids have probably had 10 of them over the years because they break so easy. And we were having a Nerf battle this weekend. I mean, you drive through any suburban neighborhood, it's Nerf war. Your car gets shot with Nerf darts. Your car gets hit with footballs. I mean, people now see orange and yellow and green Nerf guns, and the police are called, and they lock down the area and play along with it. I mean, it is just sick how they are turning us into a bunch of cowards. And believe me, everything Obama said in that press conference is a target. There is Nerf gun found after Long Island school lockdown. I mean, there's a bunch of these happening. That whole speech was targeting soccer moms. About, here's the sweet kids, we don't want them to get killed. I got some reasonable stuff I'm going to be announcing. Goodbye, goodbye, high five, high five. I got an Obamacare, there's no death panels, no, it doesn't increase your premiums, that's a right-wing lie, blah, 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 blah. Here it is, it's in the bill. But see, they never say it in press conferences. So I have to sit here. You know, that's why I'm getting so angry, is this is like Groundhog Day. You ever seen that great movie, Groundhog Day? With Bill Murray. And, you know, he just is, I mean, it's the same day over and over again. No matter what he does, he has to relive this day over and over again. And I have to watch people get conned and bamboozled and manipulated and snookered and conned over and over and over again. And I know exactly what they're doing. And I'm not even smart. I mean, that was an incredibly exploitive press conference. Biden was trying to hold back a smile the entire time, was literally having a you-know-what dream up there. Obama was trying to act somber and look like the devil. All right, I'm going to stop. Andy in Africa. I didn't know somebody was calling from Africa. Where are you calling us from, Africa?
I'm calling from Africa, Alex.
Welcome. You're on the air. Where are you calling from in Africa?
The good part, the southern part.
South Africa?
That's it. That's right, Alex. To start out, I just want to say thanks for making people aware of some of the really important issues like gun control. I really like how you've upgraded the show, and hello to all the listeners out there. May Yeshua bless you all.
Well, thank you. How do we upgrade the show?
Okay, no, just the new graphics and the TV. I've watched your show for about, I've seen your show, we didn't listen to it for about 5, 6, 7 years now. So
well, we're going to keep upgrading, good. But I got to say, CJ and Chris are just upping their games. John Bound, the hardest place to work is in here with me because I get in a rampage. And so pray for them as well. They're doing overall a great job. They really upped their game. So we're thankful for that. Go ahead, sir. I'll shut up.
No worries. You mentioned your web servers have been going down. Well, you're not the only one, so to speak. I am a web developer and researcher, and I'm here to tell you that the Illuminati is back online. Breaking news. Now, what do I mean by that? You remember the Illuminati card game, right?
Yes.
Okay, interesting thing is this card game started out as an online game. Okay. Running on what we would call an Illuminati server, I guess, which was a BBS system. So the game started on a server, and then Steve Jackson's games was raided by the Secret Service, and they confiscated the server and the data that was on that server. The game was never supposed to get out, according to Stephen Dolan's, said to be an ex-Satanist high priest who exposed the game in the prophecy.
By the way, the maker of the Illuminati card game and the video game developer, he has his offices about 2 miles from us. We've called him, no exaggeration, probably 40 times. I keep saying when we get time, we're going to go over there. Because, and also, in the past, I know where he lived, because my parents live close to him in North Austin, and he'd have these weird Halloween parties where he let all the neighborhood kids in, run through like his castle house. I never went over there, but I read about it in the paper back when I was in high school, actually. This, we're talking about like in 1992. Yeah, his card game predicts everything, and I don't know how they did it. It's bizarre.
Well, that's pretty interesting because possibly Stephen Dolan's had insider knowledge being a Satanist high priest. So anyhow, Steve Jackson's games, this is where it gets really interesting, Alex. Steve Jackson games, PrismNet, used to own a domain called io.com, and that's Illuminati Online. Now, this domain name actually led to the creation of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, according to slash.com. And they got their servers back, which they probably weren't supposed to. And a big part of the hacker movement actually is the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. Perhaps they could help you guys out. In any case, July 1st, 2011, Richards & Richards sold the domain to an unnamed party. Okay? Now, IO.com has been sold, and it seems perhaps the Illuminati is back online in a big way because IO.com now points to IO data centers. Get this. IO is Goldman Sachs' worldwide vendor of choice for advanced data storage.
Well, listen, what you got to do is you ought to shoot a YouTube video about this. You ought to write an article about this because it's complex. I'm not following it all. Plus, I don't know if this video game maker is a devil high priest because somebody said so. People said I'm a devil high priest or, a ninja warlock because we joked about it once. They actually think that's real now that I'm a Vatican assassin ninja warlock. I mean, it's a joke. But, yeah, they have some deep knowledge about things for that card game. But, I mean, then people go too far. There's one card looks like myself and Ron Paul in it. And so that's proof that we're part of it. I mean, but it is bizarre. I mean, because I've collected now, I haven't collected. Listeners have mailed us the entire set, which is pretty rare, like all, I think it's 3 or 4 sets. And you look at this, and it was made like 20 years ago, and you're like, how did they do this? How did they predict all this? The tower's getting blown up, the Pentagon hit just like it got hit, staging terror, COINTELPRO. I mean, it's just, wow, this guy really knew what he was talking about, but he won't come on the show. So it's becoming an issue. Thank you so much. I got to move quick here now. I want to play some of these clips of Obama that David Knight worked to clip out from the disgusting press conference. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, Gun Appreciation Day, that would be January 19th, as the last previous caller mentioned. That was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 84th birthday. And
went and got a concealed carry permit. He went and was trying to get a gun permit right before they killed him.
Absolutely, and the Deacons of Defense who provided security for him from the KKK and other government-sponsored race baiters. But we need to demand an apology from our government. Of course, you know about the 1999 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. family's court case that's at thekingcenter.org by unanimous jury decision that his assassination was a conspiracy by state, local, and federal officials. And this was after expert testimony, 70 witnesses, and the civil trial in Memphis, Tennessee, unanimous decision on December 8th, 1999, after about an hour of deliberation. So that's one point I want to mention. And also the FDA has their adverse event reporting system on 31 drugs that are disproportionately linked with reports of violent behavior towards others. Now, we have a two-year-old Time magazine article that lists the top 10. That's entitled Top 10 Illegal Drugs Linked to Violence, and four of which are fluorinated. That would be Prozac, Luvox, Effexor, and Paxil. Next, I would like to also mention that Piers Morgan is in violation, subject to a life sentence or death penalty, for his death threat against you, Alex. Title 18, Section 241 and 242, that would also include those co-conspirators on the air, Buzz Buzzinger, sports columnist of the Daily Beast, and Abby Huntsman of the Huffington Post. They have not redacted their conspiracy against you, Alex, and that's something that ought to be harped on. Joyce Riley's show this morning was also very good on the Hispaniac Elementary School shooting. She spent 2 hours with a private investigator, so check out the Power Hour, and that's a lot of awesome research.
All right, buddy, I really appreciate your call. That's a lot of info. Boy, my head wasn't spinning. It is now. Here's the breaking news. Document cam, please. Now is the time. The president's plan to protect our children and our communities by reducing gun violence. And Aaron Dykes, since this came out about 30 minutes ago, he and David Knight, both crack researchers, have gone over it and indexed it. It is exactly what they already claimed they were going to do. It is create total gun hysteria, tie it to insurance. To get insurance, you'll have to have police brainwashing, active shooter drills, but never wear your arm to protect yourself, to teach you how to go lay in a corner so the executioner can kill you a little bit more easily. The BBC has called my phone, no exaggeration, 30, 40 times today. I'm going to take this right now. Hello, is this the BBC? ITV, what is it? That's out of Canada, right? Ma'am, I lost my phone and then I never put the voicemail back on it. Just do me a favor. I'm going to be off the air in about 15 minutes or so. Why don't you text this? Yeah, well, just text this number, your name and number, and I or somebody will get back with you, okay? Thank you. This rings nonstop. Every TV station you can imagine. I should be doing all these interviews, but I'm just too burnt out, man. And another thing is, I get on these TV shows, I just want to blow up at them. Because I know we got mafia running things. People are in a trance. And the whole system wants us to just play along and just be real calm about it. And then we need to be calm. No, the time for being calm is over. We got into this situation by being calm. I've intellectually been calm. I've analyzed the data. These people are criminals. I'm done with them. Excuse me. Now, the irritating thing is I was doing radio interviews driving in this morning, and TV stations would not stop calling it where I couldn't even do the radio interviews. In fact, I was on our 50,000 watt KMJ, and they literally called 15 times while I was on that 10 minute interview, where the interview was worthless. My wife's like, "Well, you got to put the do not disturb on here," which I don't remember to do. I'm not complaining on air. I didn't answer the phone to act powerful. I'm just said that I've been angry about this because they've been calling. See, I'm angry. I shouldn't have guns. I'm angry. You wouldn't have a country if your forebears weren't angry. By the way, the reason we've had so much wealth, we haven't been perfect. We've been had our own problems. But the reason we've had so much wealth is because we didn't let thugs get in control of us and turn us into the other slaves. Okay? Our ancestors wouldn't put up with anybody's garbage. And so there was a lot of private independent operators, and a free market got developed, and we all got super rich. Now we've gotten super decadent. We got taken over. Now we're going to get super poor again. Because despots make everybody poor on purpose. Plus, they screw everything up. But they don't care because they got theirs. Anyways, they have analyzed it, and it is use the health care law to force everybody to pay for anti-gun training and anti-gun brainwashing. So it's going to be an anti-gun tax in Obamacare, because Obamacare is written where they can do whatever they want. That's probably the biggest thing here. Turn the doctors into spies, have a national demonization campaign run by Holder, national dialogue talking about just putting people on lists without any proof that they can't own guns, banning all private sales, physically banning semi-autos and handguns if they can get it legislatively, arresting anybody that sells a gun to a neighbor, claiming all your guns retroactively, have to prove where you got them. They want you to have to come in and re-register them. Active shooter training everywhere to create more hype about mass shooting, so all these mentally ill people just get told about mass shooting and shown how to do it all day. It's like the DARE program, it proved, made kids use more drugs. It's like sex ed. I remember sitting there in like seventh grade during sex ed, and they're sitting there talking about sex, and I'm looking over at the cheerleader next to me. You know, she's looking over at me. I mean, the point is it makes everybody go have sex, folks. Well, it's the same thing here. You got to tell mentally ill people, you know, hey, you want to go out with a bang? Go to a school, shoot some people. Model emergency response, FEMA involved. They want churches, campuses, everything to be brainwashed. They're going to try to force gun manufacturers to put biometrics on all the guns. They want high school resource anti-gun brainwashing officers who aren't armed. But if they are to be armed, they're going to be federal people in the schools, turning it into a prison and a tattletale squad. And this is how they totally, just like they converted the airports into police state zones off of some staged events, they're doing the same thing here. All right, we'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yeah.
the clips. We're going to go into overdrive here today. And we've got all these callers that are holding, like Mike in Texas and so many others. And we will take a ton of your calls in the next hour. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News tonight is going to have my good friend and gun dealer and New American Magazine researcher and writer Bob Dacey is going to be here analyzing it. This is all about the UN treaty coming up. And Aaron Dykes was just showing me more. It's really bad. They're going to just have Health and Human Services. If you're handicapped, you're not going to be able to have a gun. And what I just read, and it's directly from Health and Human Services, that's why it's hard to do the show right now, because I'm out there reading stuff during the breaks, and then it's just overwhelming. It looks like they're going to try to take handicapped people's weapons, not even mentally handicapped. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And then they're just going to pick and choose gun owners to come harass and SWAT team and stuff, and then just have a huge, unending brainwashing campaign, like the Attorney General said, against guns. All I know is we've got to get aggressive, have national days where we have our guns out in public. They hate that because they like to have TV act like guns are already illegal. We've been fighting back, and we've got good sheriffs, good police that are servants that, by the way, I notice are dressed like police and not army commandos. You can always see the good cops, you know, are dressed like dignified, you know, public servants and not like goons. But side issue, I was on a Porter Stansberry's radio show this morning, and he lives in Miami during the winter. Not a bad idea. Beautiful. And my allergies are so bad from the cedar during the winter, I'm thinking about going to Miami or something for 3 months out of the year and remoting into the office because of these cedar allergies. But the point is that he said, yeah, I really like the cops around here. They dress, you know, in just nice, you know, conservative outfits. They're real nice. He goes, I came down now. They're like Darth Vader cars, Darth Vader outfits. They pull over families and get their shotguns out when they walk up. And he doesn't even know if he wants to stay there anymore. I mean, it's just, that's one thing I got to say for Arde Saavedra. He's tried to put the police back in old-fashioned police uniforms and old-fashioned police cars and have them act like old-fashioned cops. I mean, can't we just have that? Do we have to have people playing Rambo all day? And then acting like we're the enemy. A military fights an enemy. I don't want my police to look like a military. I want my military to look like a military. And I don't want my military operating domestically. But support the broadcast. Get the Pro-Pure water filters. 10% off the promo code WATER. They're the best. Side-by-side comparison against the leading competitors. Available at InfoWarsShop.com. And we've got more of these in now. We've been selling hundreds of these a day, and that helps get the word out and fund the operation. The Come and Take It new T-shirts are out with an AK-47 with the Second Amendment printed inside the AK-47. The bestseller, $19.95, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So you support the broadcast, and you support the Second Amendment at the same time. Okay, let's just go to calls next hour because I don't want to go to somebody and cut them off short. Mike. And Antoine and Craig and Jim and Joseph and everybody else, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And just have your point ready, and we'll try to go to the next person as best I can. Again, my head is spinning right now. Aaron Dykes and the entire team are in there. Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Don Salazar, Kurt Nemo, Mike Adams is basically an unofficial member of the team, hammering through this. And it's all nebulous. But we got them because with each thing they've called for, nebulous, we have previous policy and bills they've introduced by the very people on this board. In some cases, we know their attack profile. You already know what it is. Register, confiscate, shut down ammo manufacturers, harass gun dealers, harass gun manufacturers, sue gun manufacturers, ban importation, put you on no-buy list with no proof for no reason, SWAT team and harass gun owners, demonize gun ownership everywhere. Unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next
next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.